Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Common sense. It's not so common anymore. That's why we need Scott Inez more than ever. It's time for Inez Says.
And I welcome you to the Inez Says Podcast. I am Scott Inez. Thanks for climbing aboard today. As always, appreciate you being here. You can find the podcast right there in the WDBO app on the front page. My ugly mug is right there. I have my own little square there in the WDBO app. You can also find it right there on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And join me on the radio each and every weekday morning with Orlando's Morning News, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580. Time to catch up with Brian Kilmeade today on the podcast. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do. This guy is busy. He co-hosts the three-hour TV show every weekday morning with Fox and Friends. He does his own three-hour radio show every morning here on WDBO, 9 to noon. And Brian also serves as the host for One Nation with Brian Kilmeade every Saturday night, 8 p.m., on Fox News. So it's not easy, but today on the Inez Says podcast, we talk about what else? The President Biden document debacle. I've got a lot of questions, as I'm sure do you, like who was in and out of that house in Delaware where these documents were stored? Why didn't we, the American public, know about this story until 2 months after the fact? So many questions, and really, Brian, no answers right now.
First off, let's just look at documents. We just saw classified documents, the highest classification, some of them. When asked how many, they go, I don't know. We just handed them when we got them. You don't know? You don't know. Really? Then we find out the FBI was, the Department of Justice, thought about using the FBI to look for the documents after the initial announcement. And they said, no, they're being honest. We'll keep the FBI out of this. Insane. Every legal expert that I watched last night, and I texted with Jonathan Turley, he's never heard anything like this. I mean, you have top secret documents that would have got, if you and I were just Marine officers and we were caught with this, we would be arrested. We'd be in Leavenworth. That would be it. We wouldn't even have an argument. We'd have to serve our time. If we took a picture in a submarine and behind us was sophisticated equipment we just wanted to send back to our families to say we're okay, we're in the middle of the Mediterranean, we get arrested. That's it. Okay, so the documents are at least 25. Okay, at least, and they don't belong there. True, they're in the garage. Unbelievably reckless.
Yeah.
So can you imagine if what we looked at these documents, they led to a bigger story? Mm-hmm. We don't know what they are. They could be, well, you know, it's very important. Vladimir Putin's got bad cancer. Will not live with the next 5 years. Now that's bad. But that's not going to be a major investigation. You just shouldn't have had it. But can you imagine if there was a reason that we could easily figure out why he had what he had? Mm-hmm. Did they lead to a bigger story? Did they lead to connections with other countries? Did they lead to corruption? Did they lead to a widespread syndicate? So we don't even get to the reason. We just know the classification, and we know it's terrible. Now, the administration's pushback is laughable and tragic. They say, well, why do we know about Kevin McCarthy's secret deals with fellow Republicans? Oh, really? Okay, so you don't pay your taxes, but you have a problem with the guy across the street who has a family fight.
Yeah.
You know, so
right.
It makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, it's politics. And we're getting this story, Brian, basically from Joe Biden's lawyers. So can we trust anything that comes out from this story?
Yeah, I mean, you always have to factor that in. You know, what does he actually mean by all this? I mean, I think that Joe Biden's lawyers find a classification. They don't have the classification clearance. So then they call up his White House attorney who has it. Then they pick it up.
Yeah.
They keep looking. They call up somebody else. Okay, we found it again. We found more. I mean, the fact is, when he was off script and said, I kept him in my garage with my Corvette.
Mm.
I mean, that to me, if Trump had said anything like that, They wouldn't have been running commercials at CNN. They would have just gone from Anderson Cooper to Wolf Blitzer back to Anderson Cooper.
Well, you mentioned Donald Trump. The media keeps telling me that how, you know, the Biden document debacle is so much different than Donald Trump's, as if to give Biden some sort of built-in excuse for what he did. So you tell me, you're in this every day. You're the expert. What is the difference between Trump and what he allegedly did and these Joe Biden documents hidden in his garage by his Corvette?
Well, I mean, you know, Scott, I've never said that it was a good move to take these documents ever. And when they asked for him back, I would have just said, you know, take him. That's it. So having said that, you're talking about 6 months or 6 years. Then you're talking about I gave some documents back. The lawyers meet and they go, listen, I'd like to hold on to this. They go, you can't. Well, this is my petition. All right. Well, in the meantime, while we go back and forth on this, lock it in this closet. OK, we'll do that. And then they hand over documents, go, we have everything, and maybe they did or maybe they didn't. I got different signals whether they handed everything or not. And then finally they just raid the house. And they go through everything. And they found some stuff in his drawer. But besides that, everything they said within the boxes in the boxes in that closet that they had. Mm-hmm. Okay? Yeah. So now 6 years, didn't know it was gone, found it in a closet. We don't know why you cleaned out the closet. You don't know why you sent your 80-year-old lawyer to look in the Biden administration closet, the Biden school at the University of Pennsylvania closet. You come back, I got top secret documents, they'll get them. Then let's go look at the house. Why? I don't even know. You're looking at the house? Okay, let's go look in the garage. Got some in the garage. Come back and get them. So, I mean, don't tell me they're being transparent. Really, they're being transparent in November 2nd, November 8th, and then December 20th, and then January 5th. That's being transparent, and you still say the FBI has no role there. But you'll raid Trump. Mm-hmm. You will raid Trump.
Yeah.
So, and we heard about nuclear codes that didn't exist. So, to me, it's neutralized both investigations. This is easily handled. There won't be a president in our lifetime that just leaves with not one page. Mm. I know most things are going to be digital in the future. I get that. But now that one president or vice president should leave with one page without the archives going through it first.
And let's not forget, no visitor logs at this Delaware home. But back in what, I think it was 2017 or 2018, Hunter Biden, who obviously has ties to foreign governments like China, listed that residence as his home. If that's not a red flag, I don't know what is here, Brian.
I mean, there's $50,000 he was paying his dad to stay at a house that you probably should have got $5,000 for, which you don't really pay rent. But if his dad's looking to make ends meet, even though he's got five properties and his son's coming off rehab and a crack addiction, you soak your son for $50,000? Really?
Yeah.
Well, by the way, let me just point this out. This is what a despicable human being he is. He has a kid out of wedlock with some stripper. She might be a nice person. That's what she chose to do for a living. And the Biden family doesn't even acknowledge the baby. And then he shows up in court to lessen the payments, the child support payments. With all the money that they have, with all the properties that they have, with all the controversy there, disowning the kid, not having him in any type of picture. This would be the number one story. I mean, Tiffany Trump was considered a scandal with a previous marriage. So you have this, and then he's out there and goes, yeah, I'm paying too much child support. How dare you? Mm-hmm. I mean, what you did, how you isolated them, what they're doing, make the ends meet, and you're sitting there living off a billionaire's dime over in Malibu, and now I'm going to go handle my illegitimate child's child support and try to get less from a judge when you wouldn't even expose your financials to that judge because you know it would have been even a bigger story.
How confident are you, Brian, that this special counsel, her, in the Biden case is going to be able to investigate this case with impunity? Like, is it going to be on the up and up knowing that Merrick Garland and, in fact, Joe Biden are his bosses?
I don't think it's going to be on the up and up. I just don't. I mean, there's no way we're going to feel secure thinking that we got everything out of there. And now this other guy that people in Republican circles say don't believe that the special prosecutor is conservative and don't believe the Trump attorney looking into who the U.S. attorney in Chicago was Trump appointed. But Trump was looking to fire him because they felt as though he was a rogue agent who liked Durbin more than than anybody in the Trump administration. So don't look because people are looked at a conservative or Republican to think that they're going to be fair to Trump. So this is where we stand right now. Yeah, is it a distraction? Absolutely. Is the raising the debt ceiling a bigger deal? Yes. Is even the Ukraine war much more consequential? Absolutely. But the fact is, you're looking at the arrogance of corruption, and that at least the press is aggressively asking questions, but the worst press secretary in the history of the world continues to make things worse.
Yeah, she's outmatched each and every day. Before I let you go, this president said last week when he was at the southern border that he's going to get them the resources that they need. I keep waiting for those resources. And meanwhile, did you see this cartel execution-like killing of this California family of six?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what they're predicting. They said these cartels are going to start working in the United States, not just on our border. This looks like a cartel, mafia-like execution of a family in America. If there is a massive investigation and retaliation, then they, again, another example of this administration leaving us out to dry as Americans.
Thanks to Brian Kilmeade for appearing on the Inez Says podcast today. That's going to wrap it up for the podcast. Join me every weekday morning with Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580 in Orlando. And be sure to stream us in the WDBO app. I'll see you next time.